Poppy is popular, but who or what is Poppy? If you see her YouTube channel, and millions have, you see a slight woman, wide-eyed, soft-voiced, and Barbie blonde. She sings softly, or sometimes just talks, and mostly keeps her face still. Not bored, but inscrutable.
Oh no! It got boring. My life is boring. How did this happen? I thought I was a YouTube star.
The formula sells. Poppy won this year's Streamy Online Video Awards for Breakthrough Artist and is now on tour to perform her first studio album, Poppy.Computer.
P-O-P-P-Y, I'm Poppy. P-O-P-P-Y, I'm Poppy. P-O-P-P-Y, I'm Poppy. P-O-P-P-Y, that's me. Welcome
to the new... Poppy is created by Mariah Rose Pereira, 22-year-old performer, and Corey Michael Mixter, a musician and video director who works under the name Titanic Sinclair. Is Poppy an act or art? Shtick or a statement about the internet age? We searched for answers.
You're from Nashville?
I'm from the internet.
How is Poppy different from Mariah Rose Pereira?
I don't know who that is.
So you're not that person?
Mm-mm. I'm Poppy.
Millions of people who watch you on the internet, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
What do you hope they feel?
I hope that I'm the most special part of their day. I want them to feel like I'm taking them to a part of their imagination that they've never experienced. Poppy's world's a magical place, and it's the most free part of the entire universe. Okay.
Titanic Sinclair, where do these songs come from?
We took a whole handful of songs that we wrote in Los Angeles and went to Tokyo. We're both very inspired by Japanese pop music and just Japanese culture in general. And even though we were making a pop recording, we both really wanted it to have that feeling that Japanese music gives us. There's something about Japan that really felt like these songs could benefit from.
Macaroons, cartoons, Dr. Seuss, that's my style. Bath, salt, start a cult, I'm so adult, that's my style. Modern French, Italian, I'm living on the edge, that's my style.
Poppy is an object. Poppy is your best friend.
I tell you the part of the song that I've been singing along to it. I think it's quite charming. The Poppy is an object makes me feel a little uncomfortable. I've met you. I don't think of you as an object.
Thank you.
I think it's fun to be uncomfortable sometimes. Being able to have that kind of Goldilocks zone where you're not too hot, not too cold with comfort is missing a lot, and I think it motivates a lot of our what we make. If you look at your smartphone, your glowing rectangle, everything's really spoon-fed, especially in the United States. So for our music, we really like to kind of work in that zone where you don't know if it's comfortable or if it's uncomfortable, because we want people to use their imaginations and come to their own conclusions. Especially with pop music, it's all just so just manufactured, and you have all of these like trust fund kids who bought their way basically into the business, and then their songs are all about how like rugged they are and how real they are.
Who are you referring to now?
Oh, right now, Taylor Swift. Yeah. She just released her Reputation album. It's like Reputation. Like, if someone has to tell you what their reputation is, like, come on.
All right, another song, can we?
Yes.
Please.
This one's called Interweb.
I forgot what my password is. Maybe it's password 123. I feel the technology be deep inside of me, side of me. These days I don't have far to go. Now that I got you on my screen. When you're down and you're alone, I'll be there watching. I've got you in my interweb.
Now, the implication of this song, at least to me, is that people watch you on the internet and they get hooked.
Yes. Interweb is a song that is written about when people watch me online and they feel like they're walking into my world.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta commit.
Swipe.
Swipe.
Yeah, swipe. Swipe and you're with Poppy.
We're just a bunch of monkeys with big brains swiping on glowing rectangles.
Yeah. I could have sent another version of me in here today. Could have sent my hologram. 1, 2, 3, oh, come on,
let's go. Let's make a video. Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an actor or a person?
I'm Poppy.
Do you want to be Poppy for the rest of your life?
I am Poppy for the rest of my life.
Does it take a lot of work in a day to always be Poppy?
Nope, it's a habit. I wake up. Or do I even go to sleep?
Do you go to sleep?
Not usually. Sometimes I get powered down, but that's it.
You must be tired.
They work me hard.
I guess just one last question.
Can I ask you a question after this question?
Why don't you go ahead first, please?
You first.
No, you first.
Okay. How long have you been doing your job?
Well, a lot of people will say I never do my job, but a long time, more than 30 years.
Wow. Mm. So you've talked to a lot of famous people?
I've talked to a lot of famous people, including you. Yeah.
Thank you. I like being here.
What would you like to say to our audience? Any words as we leave this interview?
Hello, NPR. Thank you so much for listening to me, Poppy, in this interview.
Well, that says it very nicely. Poppy and Titanic Sinclair, Poppy's new album, her first full-length album, is Poppy.computer. And you're on tour now, right?
Yes. I'm coming everywhere in the future that is near.